Okay, I'm indebted to Rav Aryeh Leibowitz, who has a beautiful, beautiful article on this topic of coeducation. It's important as we're in the weeks of Shovavim to discuss these topics, to understand what we're doing within our society, within our educational systems. There's a lot of literature that is out there about the pros of having coeducation, the cons of coeducation. A lot of people, just as an educational model, people like, you know, boys, adolescent boys in a high school setting are a bunch of vilbechayas, but once you have the girls, they're able to tame them, you're able to, you know, domesticate them. These are some of the issues that have been brought up. These are the educational, and the, you know, and their articles, as they say, you know, for the full spectrum. What I want to discuss today is more of what our sources say now, and I specifically said high school. The truth is, it even goes in elementary school. It goes within our youth groups. So I'm not dealing with all the youth groups. That's a extension, because I keep it to a half an hour, so everyone could be in the base medrash at 9:30. But at least to see some of the very interesting sources, and then understand maybe there's the idealistic, and there's also the practical. And the question comes back to, is the idealistic, is there a halachic source that it says it's ideal to have in a co-ed setting for that to be halachically lechachila? Or is it a bidyeved that right now is, for whatever mitigating circumstances, does it matter the age group also? Is it, maybe there's a difference when it comes to elementary school versus high school versus adult education. Okay, you have to really ask these questions also. So the sources in front of you, for those people that have it on their phone, that I sent it to them, because I wanted to start exactly on time, and by the time the photocopy machine would happen, it wouldn't work. There are a lot of sources. I'll mention some of them. The first source I brought down is Halacha. It seems to be in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, Siman Chaf Aleph Sif Aleph, says a very harsh language. It says, Sarich Adam lihitrachek mehanashim ma'od ma'od. Person had to separate themselves, ma'od ma'od, from nashim. Now that should be even interesting, right? Everyone's hitting Phillips because of his girlfriend. Now the tzarich adam nitrachek me'anashim ma'od ma'od, right? And it actually in the Beis Shmuel it says Eitan Phillips. No. So the but this is the Shulchan Aruch. This is not a Musar Sefer. It's the Shulchan Aruch that brings that down. And the actual interesting is, even if you compare, another time it says ma'od in halacha is like in Siman Mem Zayin in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, where it says that you have to be very careful, ma'od, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, because it might be a doraisa, but it doesn't say there ma'od, ma'od. Here it says ma'od, ma'od. And the Beis Shmuel brings down from the Gemara in the second source in front of you, because arayas, or gilui arayot, licentious behavior, the Gemara says that gezel and arayot nafsho mechav datan. Our nefesh covets them. Umitavelahem. And therefore the Gemara says it's even stricter, arayot is even stricter than gezel, says the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Aleph Amud Bet. Because arayot is bein befanav, bein shalom befanav, nafshe yitzri. Arayot, your yitzahar is working overtime. Whether you're seeing the girl, you're not seeing the girl. As opposed to gezel, it's only in front of you, but not in front of you. Some say that that's the ma'od ma'od as we have in Pirkei Avot. We say ma'od ma'od have shval ruach, the importance of anava as opposed to gava. So too, as we know, the importance of, and I would add, because some people are going to say, one of the things that are one of the arguments that people make, again, depending on the educational setting, depending on the work setting, is this is society nowadays. Okay, we're all together, and therefore everybody is desensitized. Okay, which has some legitimacy. But on another level, you could definitely go the other way also, which is because the society nowadays is so saturated with, and this actually was a machloka between Rabbi Dr. John Bailey from Baltimore originally, now living in Eretz Yisrael, together with Rabbi Leibowitz, those two points going back in articles about that concept that, you know, you have to deal with society, that comes more of the practical piece also, which we'll get to. But I don't think anybody can argue about the saturation of the Gilui Arayot that we have. Not like many years ago, it happened even on the TV shows in the 1980s. They had a certain Gilui Arayot, but now it's that much more in your face, literally, by having everything that we have technologically, Baruch Hashem, the Kli, to be able to send the WhatsApp sources. But at the same time, the challenge of having the Arayot, even more so, I would purport to say that the whole person who's, you know, so desensitized, I'm not so sure really works. Again, might make a distinction, maybe in a work environment versus adolescence. You have to think about that also. Next sources, again, there's many sources of basically saying that Ruach Chachamim are not so happy with it, quoting Rav Moshe. Right? If you want to quote the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yontif, you have what's called the Tznius Police. Lakewood didn't make up the Tznius Police. The Shulchan Aruch, by Hilchos Moadim, in Siman Tov Kuv Chavtet, Siv Dalet says, again, Shulchan Aruch, Chayavim Beitin Laha'amid Shotrim Beregalim. They had officers on the holidays, Shiyum Mishotetim Mechapsim Beganot Pardesim Val Na'arot, to go search in all these places, Shelo Yitkapsu Sham Lechov Lishtot Anashim Anashim, that they shouldn't come together and everyone to fraternize to be able to eat together. V'yavoli de'avera v'chein yaziru b'davar zeh l'kolam shelo yitarvu anashim v'nashim b'batim b'simcha v'lo yimshichu b'yayin shema yavoli de'avera eli yu kulam kidoshim. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, this is a chiyuv tmidi to be careful about this. It happens to be the regel, it was heightened matzuya kilkul b'yoter. I'll even highlight the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, it's not in the sources here, because I already brought down a lot of sources. The Aruch HaShulchan says down in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, by Tashlich, a minhag of Tashlich that we know in Rosh Hashanah. What does the Aruch HaShulchan say? If you're going to go, what's the lake called in Baltimore? What is the lake that everyone goes to? Do they have a lake? Like in New York, in Central Park, in Manhattan. What do you got in Toronto? On Bathurst, I don't know if they have. Do they have a lake that everyone goes to? Bottom line is, they have the central piece, I would say Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh. Wherever one goes, the Aruch HaShulchan says, because of this minhag, if everybody is going to be get together, and there's going to be so much zilzul between Nashim and Anashim, it's better to cancel that minhag, he says. Don't do Tashlich, as opposed to have all of this intermingling between the sexes. The Sefer Chassidim, if you look at the sources in front of you, Rav Avadi Yosef was asked from a Minahel Beit Sefer Tichon Dati. He was asked, is Hafrada Bein Abanim Lebanot Bebeit HaSefer Chova Min Adin or just a Midat Chassidut? Already, you see that the question wasn't or like the other side. L'chachila, we shouldn't do it that way. The question wasn't formulated that way. And obviously, we'll see within the later poskim, obviously, we're going to get to Rav Soloveitchik and the opaque or the very ambiguous shita of Rav Soloveitchik dealing with Maimonides in Yeshiva University. We'll get to that since I have 20 minutes. So we're going to try to do it as quickly. And obviously, this is much more discussion-based, but at least people should see the sources. The major source people bring down is the Masechet Sukkah on Daf Nun Bet that says, the Chazal say on the Pasuk, V'safta ha'aretz, Mishpachot levad, Mishpachot Beit David levad and their wives levad, and Mishpachot Beit Natan levad and their wives levad. Rashi there quotes on the explaining that this Pasuk is the Nevuat Zechariah on the future when they're going to eulogize the Mashiach Ben Yosef when he's going to be killed in the Gog Magog war. And it says there, Mishpacha Beit David levad and Nishayim levad, to teach us that even, says the Gemara in Sukkah, Bishat Tsar veHesped at the time of eulogy, Tsarich La'avdil Bein Anashim V'Lanashim. And the Gemara there says it's a Kal V'Chomer La'ati Lavo, when everyone's dealing with what? With eulogy and the Yetzirah is not working over time. And even there the Torah says that men and women have to be separate. So even more so when the Yetzirah is sholeit then, like nowadays, alachat kama v'kama. Therefore, mikana no lomdim, the chiyuv of hafradah bein anashim l'nashim. The one source that actually talks about it in an educational setting is the Me'iri in Masechet Pesachim Adaf Pei Aleph, where the simple pshat in the Gemara is not like the Me'iri. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, Lo yilamed adam livno umanut bin anashim. You should not teach your son or teach him a craft bin anashim. Which the simple pshat is what? The simple pshat is that I should not have him have a craft bin anashim, because I, as a parent, I'm going to have to what? Deal with the female teacher, and that in itself, on a tzmidi level, will not be healthy. The Me'iri says the pshat is shelo yoshiv tinok v'tinok ke'achat lumunut achat. In the educational setting, be it for one craft, they shouldn't be sitting together. Kedei shelo yargilem zeim zev yavol lidei avira. Okay, you'll know that in the Haredi world, this is what they say. They won't have a class together, even adults, because they'll take this literally and says it's not healthy to be together. Now again, the machloket we'll talk about, which we'll talk about briefly, is at what age, even if you feel that there's a need, what age is separation? We're going to get to that. In first grade, do I need my first grader to be separated? Yes, no, why? We're going to get to that in a second. We see from here, both Rav Avad Yosef and Rav Moshe and his Chuvos bring from this Gemara in Sukkah, and we see that there has to be a hafradah. And it doesn't matter, seemingly, from this Gemara, whether your Yetzer Hara is on fire at this point. But even if it's Yiladim and Yiladot, because that's what the Mishnah seems to be talking about, Shelo Yeshiv Tinok V'Tinoket, in an Umanut, again, maybe you could say it's Lav Dafka, Tinoket, Tinoket, but both Rav Avadja and Rav Moshe say, doesn't matter what age, there should be a separation, and it doesn't matter the Yetzer Hara. And Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, Sefer Chassidim in Kuf Samachet, says straight out, girls and boys should not be together. Yavol lidei aviran. They quote Pesukim, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Az tismach bitula bimchol, that she should be happy in the dance alone. And Bachurim zekenim yachdav, Zechariah, where everyone quotes the Nivuah of right now, where we're dancing in Yerushalayim, it says, Yiladim v'yiladot misachkim berchovotel. It doesn't say Yiladim im Yiladot, but rather it's Yiladim separate, Yiladot separate. Tehillim, we say it every morning. Bachurim v'gam betulot, zekenim im na'arim. This is all the Sefer Chassidim brings down. It doesn't say Bachurim im betulot, but eluchud ve'eluchud. There's an amazing story, and then we'll, I guess just because of time, we're going to probably, you have a lot, you got the idea about the ruach of the Chachamim when it comes to this. But there's an amazing story that's brought down in the Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Lametet. And Rav Avadja brings it in front of us of a Rav in Germany. Sipir Maaseh Shaya Bizmano. And it's brought down in the Bir Halacha. Very interesting. Shaiti Av Beis Din in Germany. Nemerli Ki Abachrim Yisigu Rishayom. They got some sort of license from the government. Lasot Neshef Rikudim Bekudot. The ball. I mean, I guess it's pretty, you know, January 1st. It's, you know, pretty inyani diyoma, right? Right? Lasot neshef rikudim in bitulot. V'tekev machiti bahem. Says this Rav, the shelot u'tshuvot zichron Yosef, that he says, I protested upakarati lem levatel miyad at neshef, the ball. Revoke it, cancel it. Afa pishif tzirubi levater. Even though I begged them to do it, v'amru, even though, excuse me, they urged me to be mevater. V'amru sheyesh gam mizeh. There's a good thing. There's a hachanalo tzera srara. We're going to look good. The money's going to good causes. Labriyut. Lo ititi ozen l'divrehem. I didn't listen to them, says this Rav. V'amarti shekol ruchot lo yazizi oti b'mkomi. Shamachut shanu chosim etzila. They're giving us freedom of religion. V'chirut l'kayim mitzvot ha-Torah. V'la'anot et avriyanim. V'afila mitzvah kala. Sof tovar, the end of the story. They went and were mashin. They snitched to the Tsar. And then they came to me, Shalach Achraif. An amazing story. Valachti Eli, Kibel oti bekavod gadol. They accepted me, they called me in. Vashalati, what are you doing? Why are you so angry at us? And I said, look, this ball, this mixed dancing, is neged dat Yisrael, kumavur b'talmud shalana b'poskim. Right? The Sar is Baki B'Tanach. He brought all these psukim in Yirmiyahu that we just said, in Zechariah. And he says, you know what? And he praised our religion, Minageinu. And he said, that's it, no Neshef. And it's brought down also in the Mishnah Berurah. Bottom line, we have a lot of sources that seem to be that the Ruach HaChamim are not so happy with it, to say the least. That they would say it's a chiyuv to separate boys and girls in school. Now the question comes, and the truth is there is nobody that has a source that says lecharchila it should always be together. Halach chiyuv in sources. Now again, you might ask me, Rav Soloveitchik, we'll get to them. The question is whether it's Asr Medino or not. Okay, the question is what? Let's talk about the age groups. So let's start, maybe you should say, co-ed education when it comes to elementary school, you should say, chill out about. Right? I mean, there's a thing in Israel that says, up to Kita Gimel, it's not as big of a deal. That, they get that from Rav Avad Yosef. Up to Kita Gimel, where does it come from? Seemingly, it comes back to the mitzvah of Chinuch. Rav Moshe and his tshuva, in two tshuvas that I brought for you over here, in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuflam Zayin, says, it could very well be what's the mitzvah of chinuch for those we learned Yuma this year. But we might have even touched on it in Yuma. Definitely when we learned Sukkah, there's a major machlokes rishonim and brought down lalacha. What is the mitzvah of chinuch? Is the mitzvah of chinuch? Nobody did it in Rosh Hashir, right? Let's the mitzvah of chinuch. It's a machlokes the Ritva and the Ravan, and it's a machlokes the Magen Avram and the Mishnah Berurah, which is right. There's very much we know. There's a thing called the puzzle set. Right? I'll buy the puzzle set for my kid. Right? Is that a legitimate halachic construct? Or is that something that the manufacturers or the salesmen on all of our streets are trying to make some easy money off on us? Because what's the vart? The vart is the Gemara says that you cannot buy the problems what we know by sukkah, by etrog, excuse me, and lulav. It's lukachta machem, you need to do it. But the issue is, and even my kid, I need to have it on the first day. So if I buy my own lulav, what's going to happen? I might makne it to my kid, but my kid cannot be makne it back to me. So that's a big problem. So do we say, what do we do about that? So the question is that a problem or not? So there's a fundamental machloket, as I told you, between the Rishonim, it's brought down in Daf Beis Amud Beis in Sukkah, about what is the mitzvah of chinuch? Is the mitzvah of chinuch that I have to what? Just train him to get into the, what's called the ruach of the mitzvot, but I don't have to be medakdik in all the mitzvot. And that's why the puzzle set is fine. What does he care that it's, it's an etrog with a couple more black spots. The bottom line, he has a beautiful etrog and he's getting into the ruach of the shaking and all the mitzvot. Or, he has to what? Medakdik in all of the mitzvot. That's a machlokes. The Magen Avram, there's the Mishnah Berurah. And the halacha seems to be like the Magen Avram as much as possible, that we are medakdek in chinuch. Now Rav Moshe says, the truth is, within our case, it's an actual opposite, the converse ramifications halachically. Because if you have to be what? If you have to be medakdek with him in the mitzvot, right? So that's only if, when he would be chayev, that what's the whole issue of separating them? It's because your Yetzirah is burning up with lust. Right? But if the kid is a first grader, for God's sake, right? As much as I'm going to give you, tell you some unbelievable sources, but like, chill out a little bit, right? And that's, according to the Magen Avraham, it wouldn't be a big issue. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, that the whole concept of chinuch is what? Just litragel, that he should get into the groove, into the rubric of mitzvot and shomer Torah mitzvot in the derech HaTorah. So the idea there is you might actually be more strict. Why? Because then you start saying once you're in that groove, you're going to get used to being in that type of environment, and you keep going that way. And therefore, actually, that could be. So according to that, Rav Moshe in his tshuva says there's a good chance that it's not Asr Medina, right? Because Rov Achron and Paschal like the Magen Avram, but the Ruach Chachamim Vaday Eino Nocha Mizel Kuyama. However, Rav Moshe says, and here comes the mitigating circumstances, what happens Here, what are the mitigating circumstances we have? A school closes down, right? For example, financially, or the choices, this is unbelievable, right? The choice is either you go to the school or what? You go to public school. These are the questions. Okay, and there, Rav Moshe ends up saying, V'lachin mashi iskamti la'akil rak b'shas tchak, shelo ya be'efshari la'asot beit sefer miyuchan li'iladot v'ayu ha'iladot mitchanchot be'batei ha'sefer shal ha'medina. He's talking about in America. Shelo emunah lo ma'asim chas v'shalom. Therefore, it's better to learn in a beit sefer that was miyusad, it was founded by Yirei Shamayim, even if they're learning together, when they're keshehin k'tanim tuva, where we don't have that shayachim isur, because as we said, the Rov Achronim disagree or agree with the Mishnah Berurah, with the Magen Avraham, and even the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Moshe says, right? He would say in this case, maybe where you can't have any other option, you would do it in the in a co-ed school as opposed to public school. However, Rav Moshe limits this to elementary school. He limits it to elementary school. If you have a choice between public school and co-ed, Rav Moshe would say public school. That's what Rav Moshe would paskin. And the idea would be, because, just to quote, meaning, again, this is across the board. The Rav Kook has letters about this. I'll read to you why, you know, l'chora seems to be very stark, right? Very, very difficult. But the truth is, again, it's talking about it as a claw. Meaning, I'll read to you from a quote from the former Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael in Toronto. His name was Rav Yaakov Weinberg, who explained also that sometimes he felt that a public acceptance does much damage to even if you have to sacrifice the individual for the sake of the policy. For example, he said, we can't accept a co-ed high school. Does that mean a boy or a girl is better off in a public school than a Jewish co-ed high school? Of course not. But the policy in terms of the klal has to be that we don't accept the co-ed high school because it's destructive. It goes against the halacha and against Klal Yisrael's whole essence and morality. Therefore, we must be publicly opposed and say no, even though we know that it will mean a number of Yiddish and neshamos will get lost in a public high school. These people create co-ed high schools, are undermining the existence of Klal Yisrael, very harif, both individual boy or girl, if the choice is between a public high school and these high schools that should not have been opened. He says, of course they're better off in a Jewish co-ed high school. It's not hypocritical, and it's not evading. It's the reality of how we unfortunately have to deal with the situation because the public posture does make a difference. So that's Rav Moshe, who seems to say, even more harif than Rav Weinberg, that on an even on individual level, they should go to public school. Rav Avadji Yosef doesn't limit it to elementary school. He says, public school, not to be fair, he's not talking about in America, but he's talking about going to a chiloni school. And he says, even in public, even in the secondary level school, or what we call high school also, that would also, if you have to have that choice, then you should go to the co-ed school. Now, a couple of very important points. Okay, there are a lot of distinctions here. We already said about certain of the mitigating factors. Before we get to Rav Soloveitchik, as I had said, Rav Avadji says 9 years old, and that's where the third grade comes. The mitigating factors comes again, finances, where if you cannot support the school, but even there, Rav Lichtenstein is quoted to say that this is bidyeved. Rav Lichtenstein says it's bidyeved, and you need to go and go check it out as much as possible. And again, we're not talking about some people would say this is a halachic requirement, this gets into more of the informal piece, we're going to have sessions about that over the next couple of weeks. We started that already in Yeshiva. Rav Dan's going to be speaking this week, and we're going to have a whole panel, I'm sure this will come up also, about the importance of the intermingling and how to be able to properly intermingle together with each other to develop healthy heterosexual relationships that has certain halachic teeth also, especially within the society we're working with also. At the same time, nobody has, Rav Lichtenstein even dealing with the phenomenon of homosexuality hasn't come out. He has come out to say that there is, for example, you know, more kulas in how to deal with them in the Beit Knesset behavior, and he makes distinctions, I think, between active versus non-active. But at the same time, he never said, because there's a direct correlation, for example, if a person wanted to go, because we have single-sex schools and camps, therefore, right, nobody's ever said that to say, oh, therefore it's l'chachilu to have co-educational schools. Nobody's ever said that straight out. I'd say, obviously, also. Some other very important points to make, as we had said, we're talking about specifically in an educational setting. And for example, a mixed wedding, you know, being at weddings and mixed tables, so some people think that it's very frum not to put it together also. Again, that question about being what age group. I was at a wedding where somebody was so proud that they're, it was separate, so stark, and people were of connubial age, guys your age plus, right? And I said, with all due respect, I think that that's not stark at all. I think this is the time I grew up under my Rav Marcus from Rav Moshe from others, Rav Moshe, who says mixed weddings, you know, at mixed seating weddings, that's the time to meet. That's the time to meet. B'kdusha v'tahara, that is the time to be able to meet your bashert, if you will, going back to Moshe's shirim. Some of the things which I'm probably forgetting also. There's a Rosh Yeshiva that very, very interesting, that was quoted. I'll quote it to you, as Rav Leibowitz quoted it, that says, whenever it comes to co-education, you have to have two Shulchan Aruchs, one for New York and one for outside of New York. Which is a very interesting statement when it comes to all these mitigating circumstances also. Rav Aviner, and then I want to get to Rav Soloveitchik also. Rav Aviner has a very, very important point, I think, also. Which, even if you believe that certain of these institutions, you know, have maybe even b'dieved shas tchak, but important, he says, just like the Rambam paskins, as a yachid, you look at the majority, so too, when it comes to these institutions, you have to look at the rov. And therefore, even if there is a breach of tzniut that comes with having the co-ed institutions, there's so much good that's happening that comes with institutions, you should not be judging them and calling them rishus and calling all the, you know, really blackballing them and maligning them, but you should be focusing on the good. That was what Rav Aviner said, which I thought was very, very fascinating. But let's deal now a little bit with Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted, and we know that he had Maimonides in Boston. And there's a whole, it's not clear, let's put it that way. There's a lot of different people, just like we have by Rav Cook. Everyone says that they're the Talmud of Rav Cook. Same thing with Rav Soloveitchik. I have the exact quote. See, even Rav Schechter himself comes in and says within Rav, there are a couple of facts. Facts were that Rav Soloveitchik helped found Maimonides in Boston. We know that he was part of Yeshiva University. And we know that part of it is Yeshiva University, all the classes are not mixed as much as there's the fifth floor library. And the girls a lot of times get confused between Midtown, Manhattan, and Upper. But, they, you know, ostensibly, you'll learn about it anytime, right? There is a separation. And the question is, what's clear, I think what everyone agrees with, is that Rav Soloveitchik set up the institution because he believed very much in education for women and did not want to have inferior education for women. And therefore he felt, based on probably finances, based on the population at that time, that the only way that that was going to happen is when you put everyone together and you have what? And you have high level education, both for guys and for girls, that included Gemara education, which we already discussed a couple of months ago about women and learning Torah Shabbat Peh. Now, some people disagree with this, that within what Rav Soloveitchik actually believed, some people want to say, no, he's l'chachila, he says everything should be co-ed. It's really not so clear but as Dr. Seth Farber wrote, he left no written testimony that would explain the ideology behind these decisions. He didn't speak publicly about these matters. The only thing we know for a certainty is that he cared about the education, that they should be equal. And therefore that's why when it comes to a lot of Rav Soloveitchik, both his daughter, when it comes to Migdal Oz, when it comes to Mayanot High School in America, when it comes to certain in higher levels, Matan, these type of things are nishmat, trying to say that women should be getting, nowadays, and Rav Lichtenstein very much purports to this also, right? This concept of making sure, especially nowadays when women are getting higher level degrees in the secular world, there's no reason they should only be learning Sefer Torah and learning the Midrash says, but actually should be learning with a high level, obviously focus of Yirat Shamayim and being able to really continue growing. The other piece might be, again, other mitigating factors that I would say. I'll say two other ones and then I have to finish. And I know I haven't fully done a whole, as many good questions, but at least a small taste of what we did. Special needs, kids who have special needs, and therefore the only way that they're able to get the proper dyslexic or learning disabilities and being able to properly get what they need is to be in a co-ed environment. For me, it's clear that that's one of the, then it would be even a lechachila, obviously watching to make sure that they're not losing their Yirat Shamayim. And then you have the Sridi Eish, about the Yeshurun organization, was asked the question of what do you do about it. And please God, as we'll continue next time, I want people to see it inside, but the Sridi Eish was even more liberal, seemingly the Rav Soloveitchik, and saying that since, again, by being, and this is part, I think, of a lot of informal education piece that says that why they do Kohen L'Charchila is because the bottom line is people are not going to come. It's a practical piece that people are not going to come to these institutions, and therefore, I don't know if you want to call it Heter Kiruv or you want to call it creating a ruach of being able to have the proper Mossad and institution of, you want to talk Kiruv, where a lot of people are coming from homes that they do not have that ability, both on a acute learning level, on a Yiddishkeit level, on a Yirat Shamayim level, and therefore if they don't go to this, they're going to go to public school. So Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, Sridi Eish, has a long tshuva saying how he believes, and then it's even a lechachila, and that's the tshuva that he deals with Zmirot, with men and women together. So that's really, I would say, the spectrum. We're going to stop now. I'll take questions, b'simcha, as we go. I just want people to get down to the base medrash because it's 9:30. Yeah, Mr. Eitan.
First of all, I've heard that, for instance, Rabbi Shero believes that it's lechatchila co-education. So I was wondering what his sources were.
I want to look it up. Till now, I haven't seen it, but it'll be interesting. I'll look up Rav Yuval Shurlo. I'm assuming maybe on the website.
In addition,
okay,
you referred to this a little, but I heard that the Rambam says that women are supposed to leave the house once a month. So you shouldn't take the word Chazal lightly, obviously. I think that Chazal back in the day would say that after something's going on, just women are completely different.
Right. So I definitely mentioned it briefly. Right. The concept of how much do we say that some of these sources that are brought down, even la halacha, you shouldn't walk behind a woman. It's brought down la halacha. That's what a lot of people bring that down. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that that doesn't. What was that? If you look at it in Siman Chaf Aleph, it brings down, there's a language of paga. Because those days, like you said, they were in ghettos and they weren't exposed. But the whole society nowadays is what? Is being able to know how to intermingle and being able to do it. Now again, I think it's dangerous personally to say that all of those things are just not shayach. I think each one you have to look at mikomi to understand what's not shayach. For example, again, these are all the shirim that this is the ruach now I give them. We're going to go through of Yerav, the Sridi Eish together. We'll see it inside. We're going to go through. The halacha says that I'm not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to a woman. And you'll see in the Haredi world, they're not going to walk by and say Shalom Aleichem to a woman. Now, on Shabbat, you go to a woman and say Shabbat Shalom, and you have a couple minute conversation. How do we do that? Isn't that against the Din of the Shulchan Aruch? Seemingly it's not. We have to know what the sources are. You see, it's an Aruch HaShulchan, Bechistan Ritva, in Kiddushin, that it's a Kol Hashem Shabbat. You have to know that. So I do believe strongly that some things within circumstances have changed. At the same time, what I do believe strongly is even more so, where we're living in a society that objectifies women. That it doesn't matter what type of cultural event and you want to, where we believe very much in Torah u'mada and yaftelo kim liyefes bishkom b'alishem, you really have to be very careful in dealing with it, because you go to a sporting event and there's no such thing as someone who's not dressed improperly clad. And it's very, very, very difficult.
That's why you have to go in the winter.
What?
That's why you have to go in the winter.
Okay, maybe that's why you like football as opposed to whatever it is. Right? It's very, very, very challenging. But I would say even more so within the society that we're in, it's that much more in your face. So even if one part of the halacha might not be as germane, there, the whole culture of being able, and lo aleinu, there are many, many very sad stories of adultery and these type of things that are happening. Again, you could say it's extreme, or you could say that that's the black eye on some of not taking chazal and halacha very seriously. So you have to be very, very careful. Yeah.
One more.
Please. Just because I want people to go down, I promised Rabbi Horn that I'll be finished. Yeah.
I struggled with this question a lot when I was here. I understand, I asked this throughout Derek in the question and answer session earlier here, that Bnei Akiva has was founded B'diyeh, like Rav Kook and Rav Neri founded. And the idea was, we have to make this co-ed so that we won't lose all these kids to non-religious youth movements. So the question is,
and Rav Kook has very strong letters about it not being together.
So I grew up in Chicago. The truth is, me growing up, my mother wouldn't want me to make it if it wasn't co-ed. So I completely understand why that guy is sent to Abnei Akiva.
Right.
Me, hopefully, living in Israel, someone like me living in Israel, what would be the reason behind sending your kids to Abnei Akiva and not like in Ezra or separately?
So first of all, nowadays, it's a question, and I want to continue that. That's going to be the next part about the informal education, right? But one of the things I didn't even say was, like, how separate does it have to be? A lot of times, and that's within Israel, B'nai Akiva and Ezra, it's very, depending on the communities, doesn't matter how similar they are. You have a lot of B'nai Akivas in Israel that are separate now and just get together with certain things also. It's different than B'nai Akiva in Chicago and Wild Rose, and then it's more in Stone. It's different. It happens to be different in Medina Israel. Whether you want to say good or bad, that'll be up to your own interpretation. But it comes back to what I believe, again, like you said, getting people in the door and being able to do it. And one of the chilukim, which I didn't make right now, is also an educator, someone who's coming in. Right? Some people heard a speech and said, oh, co-education is b'dieved, I'm quitting right now. I'm quitting from every... No. You know, there are certain things, just because if you got what you got from B'nai Akiva, and you're going to have chanichim that you understand, doesn't mean that you should then go. Now the question comes back to your children, comes back to where you are and where you're growing up. These are all important questions to continue analyzing. I want you to go downstairs.